stand with Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi.
Protests have been drumming up across the United States in response to the military takeover in Myanmar, also known as Burma. For months, Myanmar's military party has claimed, without evidence, that its poor performance in the country's November elections was the result of voter fraud. And on February 1st, they launched a coup, detaining top civilian officials.
We took a big step towards democracy a couple years ago, but now it's like we're taking two huge steps back. But this time, we can't let them win.
Ruby Tianser, a Burmese community member in Grand Rapids, helped organize a protest on Friday at Calder Plaza, which brought in around 200 people from Burmese communities around Grand Rapids, Battle Creek, and Lansing.
Where's the right and where's the wrong? Because of our protest, American people will know what is going on in Burma, and then we can spread the news to the world.
Tianser says there's more than meets the eye at stake, noting the military shutdown of most of the internet and telecommunications in Myanmar for 24 hours following the coup.
Most of us still have parents, if not grandparents, aunts and uncles and relatives who are still living in Myanmar. And when they lost contact for a couple of days, it put us all in the dark.
Despite military declaring martial law in cities across Myanmar, tens and thousands of protesters continue to take to the streets. ARISC demonstrators here in Grand Rapids say they'll support in solidarity until freedom and democracy is restored. I'm Kylie Yambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.